This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. I realize that Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are not talking about medical, dental, or veterinary students when they talk about the high cost of education choking off opportunities in the United States and the burden of paying off debt. But the cost of becoming a doctor has reached absurd levels, and these costs are forcing young doctors to make decisions that are not in the public's best interest. This month and next, across America, a new class of health professionals will be starting their training. They are excited, talented, and have a strong sense of wanting to make the world a better place through improving health. But when they graduate in 4 years, they will leave school with an average debt of about $200,000. That's the cost of a new home in most places, and the interest rates will be about 6.5%, far higher than the rates on a new home. I am not asking you to feel badly for people who will make more than $150,000 a year when the median household income is less than a third of that. But if society wants and needs primary care doctors, family physicians, pediatricians, and the like, and if we need regular veterinarians and ordinary dentists, then we have a problem. We aren't getting them now, and the numbers won't increase unless we make fundamental changes. If you can pay off your loans 15 years sooner by becoming a specialist, say a radiologist or orthopedic surgeon or dermatologist, than if you become a pediatrician or family doctor, what would you choose? Also, why would you practice in poor parts of the inner city if you can make more money and pay off your debt sooner working in wealthier areas? Well, that's exactly what American medical graduates are considering. Same for dental medicine and same for veterinary medicine. Specialists get paid lots more than generalists. Why? Well, there are lots of reasons, but none make any sense. Basically, they get paid more because they charge more, and insurance companies and governments pay them more. That's the only reason. A medical resident makes about $40,000 a year. That comes out to be about $10 an hour. She brings home about $3,200 a month. Loan payments are $1,400 a month, and an apartment will cost her about $1,000 a month. That leaves $800 for car payments, insurance, food, clothes, internet, cell phone, certifying exams, a medical license, and the like. After 3 years of residency, many doctors and dentists and veterinarians are poor and angry given how hard they've worked. Then comes payback time. They want high salaries. We need to think about free tuition for people seeking an education in the healing arts. Of course, the quid pro quo will be that doctors or nurses need to work for a period of time in an underserved area or go into a lower-paying specialty. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.